Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Tonight at 8 p.m., Roomful of Teeth will perform in Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts. Roomful of Teeth is a vocal octet dedicated to reimagining singing in the 21st century. Through study with vocal masters from non-classical traditions the world over, Roomful of Teeth expands their vocabulary of singing techniques, and through an ongoing commissioning project, they invite today's brightest composers to create new repertoire. Their program tonight at Mass Mocha will feature their collaboration with composer Missy Mazzoli. We are joined now by Roomful of Teeth founder and director Brad Wells, alto and composer Caroline Shaw, and bass Cameron Beecham. Thank you all for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Brad, tell us, when you formed Roomful of Teeth, what were your goals for the group, how it all came into existence?
I formed Roomful of Teeth in 2008, actually started putting the group together in 2008, and we got together for the first time as an ensemble in the summer of 2009. It was the culmination of many years of thinking and dreaming about what one can do with the voice. These days, we're influenced by sounds from all over the world, and to be able to learn how to sing a particular way that's not familiar but that's also beautiful was something I thought would be thrilling in and of itself, but especially in making that available to composers as a broadening of the palette for writing for singers.
It's a vocal octet. How did you arrive at octet? Is that necessary to the group, or is it just the people that you ended up with?
I wasn't sure about numbers to begin with. Actually, I was thinking a little bit larger. I think my first idea was maybe 12. But after many months of looking for the right people, 8 was the number I found, and 8 was the number we could afford the first year, and it just clicked. It was not too small. I think a quartet would have felt a little too solo and less of an ensemble. Larger would start to become a choir, and we're decidedly not a choir. Mm-hmm. It's a little vocal ensemble.
Cameron and Caroline each take a turn telling me how you were approached and why you wanted to participate.
I got an email one day from a friend of Brad saying, "Here's this new group. We heard you're a singer. This is what we're hoping to do. Do you mind coming down to New York to audition?" And I'm interested in a lot of things. It sounded like a great project. I had no idea what I was getting into, and am so glad that I went down that day and sang for Brad.
Same for me. I got an email from the now president of our board, Jeremy Faust, and he found me through a friend of a friend of a friend, I think. I have no idea, actually, how he found me, because I didn't know anyone involved yet. And the idea of the group was just so intriguing to me, and much of it was, wow, I've really been looking for something like this my whole musical life. I knew immediately I definitely have to go and meet this guy and sing for him, but I didn't think that it was going to be possible for me to be a part of it, because I was already contracted to be in an opera that summer. And I went down and I sang for Brad. I knew I had to be a part of it, and it was kismet, I guess, because a week later that opera was canceled. So everything just fell into place.
When you say you were looking for something like this for your whole career, can you expand on that? What is it about the group that appealed to you so much? What about the music, the performance, the process?
Sure. My history of music and learning, performing music, my education, a lot of it came from a classical background, a lot of it came from jazz background, and everything in between. And I was doing so much performing of just choir music, or just a jazz combo, or a rock band, and I always thought, wow, it would be so great to put this all together and just let it talk.
And that's what Roomful of Teeth does. You mentioned the different singing styles that you guys use. Talk to what some of those are. Tell us more about them.
We started with a place on the planet where singing is so different from what we're normally accustomed to, namely Tuva in the center of Asia. It's part of Russia, was part of the Soviet Republic, north of Mongolia. And in Tuva, there are three distinct styles of singing that are technically just worlds apart from how we sing here. They're called Kume and Sigut and Kargara. And both the first year in 2009 and again this summer, the singers have been studying with different masters of those techniques. It's a very rich sort of vein of singing on the planet. So we've revisited, partly for that reason, also because they're difficult techniques. So we like to keep working on them.
Are all three of those part of what people may have heard of, the tube and throat singing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have an annual residency at Mass MoCA?
Mm-hmm.
How did that start?
I teach at Williams College, and I know people at Mass MoCA, and they have a wonderful residency program there for artists. And it worked out that they were able to provide us housing and rehearsal space for several weeks, as well as a performance venue. And it's such a great symbiotic relationship. We return every year.
And this year, you're working with composer Missy Mazzoli. How did that come about? How did you decide to work with her?
Missy's somebody I've known for a number of years. She's a very quickly rising star on the new music scene, and I've loved her music. A number of us in the group know her and have worked with her, and I think in addition to those facts, knowing her and really loving her music, the fact that her name is getting so big so quickly, I thought we need to grab her before she's like out of reach.
Mm-hmm. And how does that collaboration work?
Missy is, I think, friends with us, several of us already, and she's been really involved in the first week of our rehearsals and coachings with Elliot Artuvin, throat singing teacher, and also the Sardinian Quartet. She also hangs out with us, goes to the farm, makes dinner. So she's really listening to us in different contexts. The other night, we were all sitting on the porch, and a couple members of the group are really wonderful early music Baroque singers, and one got out a Baroque guitar and was singing late at night. And so she's hearing us sing that repertoire and also open our mouths and make noises that we've never made before. Then this next week, she's been bringing in music that she's been writing along the way, trying things out, listening to how we respond to them, and then making changes sort of overnight. And then it becomes different the next day. So I'm excited to hear what comes out tonight.
And I want to talk about the record that you guys are releasing, Roomful of Teeth, self-titled mm-hmm. album coming out this fall. Why was it time to make a record?
It was time because we had been together for 3 years already, and we have commissioned so much great music from so many amazing young composers. And we had done a couple handful of performances around New York and up in this part of the world and a few other places too. But every audience has been so wonderful, and the reaction we get is just great. And we knew we need to put this out there.
You don't use any modulation. You don't alter the sound of your voices singing live or on the album, right? It's all tightly rehearsed and not, obviously not auto-tuned, but anything like that is not, you guys don't use that. It's important not to, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's pretty much the case. I mean, there's on one tune on the album, there's a little sort of haze around the sound that gives it a certain effect, but it doesn't really change the essential quality, I don't think, of the voice. So, yeah, I think the answer is yes.
Caroline, you perform with, obviously, and also compose for Roomful of Teeth. What is it like writing for the group?
This is my favorite group to write for. It's been some of the music that I'm most proud of and the closest to. It's great to write for people that I know. These are all very close friends of mine, for voices that I know, and to be able to stand inside of the ensemble and say, hey, could you try this? Could you try that? Let's do this a little bit differently. To be able to make changes on the fly. And also just to write for a Roomful of Teeth, this super group with all these different sounds and colors and timbres. It's like if you've painted only with blue and red and yellow, and you say, oh, look, beautiful stuff I can get. And what if I can get this particular shade of orange I've never seen before, that particular shade of green? It's very exciting.
I was lucky enough to get advanced listen to the album. Thank you. But it sounded like some of the spoken parts are Solowit wall drawing instructions.
Yes.
I got that right. Okay, good. I was like, if I didn't get this, or if it's something else, then I'll sound crazy.
Yes. Oh, great. The first year we had a residency, and I was writing a piece, and I wanted just some text that was interesting, but didn't have the kind of meaning that normal song lyrics have. So mm-hmm. I was walking through Mass MoCA and the beautiful Solowit galleries, and there's this one section where all of his wall drawing instructions are laid out on the wall, sort of big sprawling. And of course, that's how he does all of his paintings, these little instructions. So I brought that into the piece, and it's integrated in the way that everyone starts talking and saying these words and saying these instructions, and then suddenly like this chord starts to come in and then pops. So that is my feeling of the way you turn a corner and suddenly you see this bright Solowit painting on the wall.
Room Full of Teeth will perform a concert highlighting the group's collaboration with Missy Mazzoli tonight at Mass MoCA's Club B10 at 8 p.m. To learn more, you can visit massmocha.org. The group's website is roomfulofteeth.org.
And if I could shamelessly put in a plug for everyone to go out there and follow us on Twitter, just simple Room Full of Teeth, and also on Facebook. And please share with us all your ideas and your thoughts about what we do.
Thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
And we're going to go out with a song from the upcoming album, Alamond, composed by Caroline Shaw. Caroline, could you tell us a little bit about this song before we go?
Alamond is also related to Solowit and the idea of the way Solowit creates his paintings by giving verbal instructions is kind of the way that square dance callers call out verbal instructions, and then they create these beautiful moving, twisting patterns on the floor. So it starts out that way, and then the music becomes something else.
This is Alamond, Room Full of Teeth.
To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
And around.
Through the middle
to
end.
To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
And around.
Through the middle
to
end.
To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
And around.
And around and around.
And around and around.
To the side.
2, 3, 4,
and five.
Six, seven, eight.
Through the midpoint.
Of the line drawn from
left side. Alamond left.
Alamond left. Alamond left. And around.
Alamond left.
Alamond
left.
Alamond left.
Alamond left.
Alamond
left.
Alamond left.
Alamond left. Alamond left.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail of the pattern.
The detail of the pattern.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail of the pattern is
3, 4, 5.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail of the pattern is
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The detail of the pattern is 4.
The detail of the pattern is 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The detail of the pattern.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
That was Allemande by Roomful of Teeth from their upcoming self-titled album. Once again, they are performing tonight at Mass Mocha. To learn more, massmocha.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.